Tony Gonzalez began his illustrious career when the Kansas City Chiefs traded up in the 1997 draft to select him 13th overall. While in Kansas City, Tony established himself as one of the greatest tight ends in NFL history, breaking numerous club and league records and being selected to 10 consecutive Pro Bowls. In 2007, Gonzalez became the NFL all-time leader in receptions by a tight end and broke the career touchdown reception record for a tight end, both held by Broncos Shannon Sharpe. In 2008, Gonzalez became the all-time leader in reception yards for a tight end with 10,064. In the 2009 offseason, Falcons general manager Thomas Dimitroff and new Chiefs GM Scott Pioli brokered a trade that would land the prolific tight end in the Falcons jersey for the remainder of his career.
When we started looking at 2009 and started considering the very important evolution of Matt Ryan, myself and Coach Smith talked a lot about what we needed to help sort of expedite that evolution process. And our mind came right to having the most adept tight end that we could have to help the high percentage shots and help Matt continue to quickly develop with a receiver that could catch the ball anywhere, with a receiver that could turn it into a big play, who was ultimately a big-time playmaker. And all arrows pointed at Tony Gonzalez, and I was very fortunate to have an excellent working relationship and friendship with the GM at the time of Kansas City Chiefs, Scott Pioli. And we quickly brokered a deal to get Tony to leave Kansas City and come here and be a part of what really is an historical presence and performance here in Atlanta over the last 5 years.
In their 5 years together, Matt Ryan and Tony Gonzalez became a dynamic duo on and off the field. But Matt Ryan remembers what it was like to be a young quarterback with a legendary tight end.
Falcons trail three. Ryan pumps, throws high for Gonzalez. What a catch! Touchdown Atlanta! Oh my heavens!
Goodness, what a grab!
Fitting for the Yellow Blazer, Dave.
It was intimidating. It was intimidating finding out in 2009 that Tony was going to come in, because at that time, you know, he already had the numbers to be the greatest tight end to have ever played. And for me, I was a second-year guy really trying to establish myself, and, you know, I was a little bit nervous. But he's got such a calming personality, and he's such a good guy to be around that he puts you at ease. And I figured out, you know, early on suiting up with him that it was going to be a lot of fun because he enjoys playing this game. He loves being out there, and he makes you look good. Probably the biggest thing that he showed me in terms of leadership is that guys will follow if you set a great example and you're consistent day in and day out. And Tony has been probably the most consistent person that I've ever been around in any facet of my life. I mean, the way that he prepares and his attention to detail day in and day out is second to no one. And I think it's one of the reasons he's been so successful and been such a great leader throughout his career.
That consistency is echoed in Tony's assessment of himself and his quarterback.
First of all, he's better than any other quarterback ever played. We could throw that ball. That's the biggest difference. But he's a good guy. And the thing I love about Matt is his willingness to do whatever it takes. And that's, I have that same mentality. And I think that's what makes great players, is doing whatever it takes. You need to put football at the top to be good at it. And that's the difference. That's what separates players. You know, a practice squad player versus a starter versus a guy who's a really good player, a really good player versus an all-star versus a Hall of Famer. It's really a consistency, and it's an obsessiveness with being the best player that you can be, really working it day in and day out, exhausting yourself, leaving no stone unturned. And it goes beyond the football field. You know, what are you going to do when you're studying the film? When you go home, do you take this game home with you? Do you think about making that cut, you know, in my case? Do you think about getting those catches? Do you vision? I mean, are you obsessed? And a lot of people don't have that. They don't have that wantingness to go out there and do whatever it takes. And Matt has that.
Much of Matt Ryan's success and the Falcons' success as a team over the last 5 years can be attributed to the consistency, toughness, resilience, and hard work that Tony Gonzalez brought to the field every time he played.
Here's Ryan. Fakes the handoff, looks back inside. Gonzalez! Touchdown, Atlanta! Wow!
Gonzalez currently holds NFL records for career receptions for a tight end, career touchdowns by a tight end, career receiving yards by a tight end, and his second all-time in career receptions, only to Hall of Fame wide receiver Jerry Rice. Despite 12 record-setting seasons in Kansas City, many of his best moments came during his tenure with the Falcons, including his first and only career playoff win in 2012, which sent the Falcons to the NFC Championship.
Magnificent throw and catch, right foot down, left foot down. The future Hall of Famer has got yet another touchdown on his resume.
Coming here was the best thing that ever happened to me, honestly, for my career. I mean, in Kansas City, we had some good years out there, but it wasn't winning all the time. And that wasn't fun for me. Everybody knows the type of person I am. I put a lot into it, so it hurts when it doesn't work out and it doesn't go your way when you do that. And here, I mean, we won. Besides this season, it was a blast. Went 13-3 twice, won my first playoff game out here. I have loved this city. I couldn't ask for anything more. I wish I was younger so I could stick around for a little bit longer, because I think the future for this team, with guys like Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, I'll throw Roddy in there, even though he's not a young guy, but I think he still has some good years left. And the defense, you know, it's only going to get better. And I believe in what Thomas Dimitrov and Coach Smith are doing. So, I'd give anything to be, you know, 5 years younger and continue this ride. But Atlanta is going to be – it's a highlight for me. I mean, I love Kansas City, and the 12 years I spent out there were great. But Atlanta, I mean, that's the way I wanted to end it. I mean, to go 5 years here and the success that we had here, it's been unbelievable.
Words may not be able to fully describe the impact that Tony Gonzalez has had on the National Football League. As the 17-year storybook that is Tony Gonzalez's career closes, fans can only look back, remember the great moments, and hope to someday witness a similar level of greatness embodied in a football player.